For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. In a new documentary film, Bridge Magazine traverses Michigan to examine our political differences and what it might take to bring us together. Michigan Divided will be screened at noon on Wednesday during a day-long public conference hosted by the Center for Michigan. That's at the Huntington Club Conference Facility in Spartan Stadium. Registration is required. I spoke with the film's writer and producer, Ron French.
We felt that the presidential election in 2016 exposed a divide in the state and, frankly, across the nation that we hadn't seen before. And I'm not talking about the normal partisan differences that we have. I was talking about how people just were vilifying people they didn't agree with to the point that you couldn't have a discussion on topics. And we felt that there was such a divide between people that it was time for us as a state to look at why we are so separated. What has done that to us, and is there still common ground?
So how did you approach a project like this?
First, we started with a print product in Bridge Magazine, and we started following 11 families around the state. Great people with very different points of view. And it didn't take us long to realize there's more here than this. And we decided this should be a documentary. So we began a documentary in about March, following six families from around the state. It's just been a fascinating process.
Let's hear a few of those voices.
As a small business owner, I feel like I've had a target on my back.
Today, I don't think people spend time nurturing any sort of relationship. It's more, you're wrong, and I don't have to listen to you anymore.
What do politicians not understand about you?
Oh.
What it's truly like living up here.
Yeah.
How hard it is, and it's not by choice.
I think they need to live in our shoes once.
Yep.
I'm afraid for my kids. I'm afraid for them growing up and being in fear. I'm afraid for my daughter, afraid to wear the hijab.
Nobody should be afraid to live in their own country. We were born and raised there.
Is this about divides within families or just how one family might be completely different from another?
This project mainly looked at how we do not understand our neighbors anymore. That if we have an R beside our name and our neighbor has a D beside their name, we don't understand how they could possibly come up with that point of view. These are people who often are considered stereotypes, you know, out there. And so we wanted to show people that these people are just like you and me, that 99% of what their lives are like and their beliefs are the same as the rest of us.
Another one of the people in the film is a man named Marlando Wade. Let's hear a little bit from him.
Why does it have to be a Democrat versus Republican? It's almost like a gang. You know what I mean? Like, we're the Crips and we're the Bloods, or we're the Hells Angels and we're the something else. I don't know.
We're the Reds and we're the Blues.
Right. The Reds and Blues. It's like they're gangs, and they forget that people are affected by this turf war. Why can't they just fix it? I don't understand.
Tell me about Mr. Wade.
Marlando Wade is just a great human being. We were looking for someone who lived in an urban center. We were looking at either Detroit or Flint, and we found Marlando. A lot of people who do not live in the cities, especially Michigan, tend to think of how these stereotypes of what life is like there and why people vote the way they do. Marlando is very thoughtful about what his life is like. He works as a school official in Flint, and he really is very empathetic about how we are so divided.
Ultimately, what are you hoping consumers will get out of Michigan Divided?
That we're not as different as you think. You know, these are very uncommon times, but frankly, there's still a lot of common ground for us.
Michigan Divided is a documentary film that was written and produced by Ron French of Bridge Magazine. Ron, thank you.
Thank you very much.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.